From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Both U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov agree they will continue to work toward a diplomatic solution to achieve a denuclearized Korean peninsula. In the meantime, the U.S. Treasury Department has announced that it has imposed sanctions on two North Korean officials for their role in Pyongyang's ballistic missile program. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has more.
The two men it targeted are among the favorites of leader Kim Jong-un and top experts in making the North's weapons. A Treasury report says one of the men, Kim Jong-sik, is a major figure in Pyongyang's efforts to switch its missiles from liquid to solid fuel, which helps make launch pads more mobile, while Ri Pyeong-chol is a key player in advancing the North's ICBM program. Photos and TV footage show both acting casual around Supreme Leader Kim, where most senior aides would keep their distance. However, these restrictions are largely symbolic. They only block both of them from property under U.S. reach and forbid dealings with U.S. citizens.
A U.S. federal court Wednesday charged a fourth suspect in a human trafficking scheme that promised teenage workers an education and easy jobs on an egg farm. U.S. Border Patrol agents arrested Pablo Duran Ramirez Saturday as he tried to cross into the United States from Mexico. Three others have already been sentenced for 4 to 15 years in prison for their part in that scheme. Ramirez allegedly joined the three others in recruiting minors in Guatemala to come to the United States, promising them a chance to go to the school and earn money working for Trillium Farms, an egg farm in Ohio. The teenagers were smuggled into the U.S. This is VOA News. Russian officials say it was a homemade bomb that detonated at St. Petersburg supermarket, injuring 10 people. The blast had the power equivalent to 200 grams of TNT filled with lethal fragments. Investigators said they had to open up a criminal case on the grounds of attempted murder. Health officials say none of the victims suffered life-threatening injuries. A suicide car bombing at a military base in southern Afghanistan Wednesday killed at least 2 soldiers and wounded 15 others, IS Gul reports.
What happens usually in Afghanistan, which has been gripped by this fighting for so many years, that during the harsh winter weather, particularly in December and in January, the Taliban, they scale back their battlefield attacks and they rely more on suicide bombings and guerrilla-type attacks in harsh winter weather. And that's what we are seeing, that there have been repeated suicide bombings.
Thousands of police officers are calling in sick every day in Puerto Rico, partly to press demands for unpaid overtime pay for hurricane recovery efforts as concerns grow over people's safety in the U.S. territory struggling to restore power. The increase in absences recently prompted the Puerto Rico Police Chief Michelle Hernandez to recommend that U.S. National Guard soldiers help fill the temporary vacancies. The Pentagon said Wednesday that a Christmas Eve airstrike in southern Somalia killed 13 al-Shabaab militants. The U.S. Africa Command said the Somali government helped coordinate that operation. Liberians continue to wait for the official results after Tuesday's presidential runoff election between former soccer star George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai. Both are vying to replace President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who's stepping down.
Weah won in October with a 9-point lead over Boakai, who has found it hard to convince voters he will bring change, given he worked alongside Johnson Sirleaf for 12 years. Her rule cemented peace in the West African country after civil war ended in 2003 and brought in much-needed aid. But critics, including many of the country's young voters, say her administration was weighed down by corruption, and she did little to raise most Liberians out of dire poverty. Weah has won the hearts of mostly young people through his football performances. However, some are wary about his lack of political experience, education, and concrete policy. Whether those worries will trump hope for change will be answered in results expected in the next few days.
That is Reuters' Scarlett Svetanovich reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.